I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Inner World of Aphasia is a film by Eugene filmmakers Edward and Naomi File, which explores the inability to speak due to a brain injury. It tells a story in a way which uniquely combines the techniques of art films and medical education films, earning it high honors. It'll be screened at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art in Eugene on Wednesday, November 15th. With me is Ken File, son of the filmmakers and senior scholar in residence at the Department of Media and Visual Arts at Emerson College. Thanks for your time today, Ken.
Oh, thanks for having me, Eric.
What aspects of life with aphasia does it particularly highlight?
I love the film because it tells two stories. It focuses on a nurse named Marge Nelson, who's very much a perfectionist and a control freak, basically. And she looks down on her patients. And when she has a fall and experiences brain damage, she can't communicate anymore. And so she realizes that she can communicate through empathy and sympathy and also humility. I think that's a huge factor in her character arc. And then the other character that the film follows is a young husband with a child who has aphasia. And I'm pretty sure it's never stated, but I'm pretty sure he's supposed to be a war veteran. Apparently, much of this research in the late 60s was being conducted with regard to people coming back from war with brain injuries. Marge Nelson, the nurse, continually has these recollections of her past that correlate to the struggle that she's going through to learn how to speak again. And at one point, she recalls the Wizard of Oz and the straw man saying, you know, he has no brain, only straw. And the irony of that and the emotional impact of that is just amazing. It's so powerful. Of course, you know, it's a movie meant to teach nurses, doctors, administrators how to communicate with people with aphasia and not patronize them. And of course, to find ways to give them therapy.
What aspects of that caring for someone who can't speak also apply to those of us who can speak, caring for each other?
It's very much a film about listening and observing and empathizing. It ends with characters really sort of giving up these sort of facades and just kind of feeling each other, not to sound too 1970s, but I suppose that's appropriate as far as the era, though. It is very much a film about communicating and feeling what other people are going through when they cannot articulate it in words.
You mentioned its emotional impact. What kind of an impact does it have for you?
Growing up, the film scared the hell out of me. I think I have primal memories as an infant of my mom practicing the scream that she had to emit when she falls down the stairs, because mom played Marge Nelson, the nurse. She practiced this in the basement, and the echo effect would shoot these screaming noises throughout the house. And when my parents screened the film for friends and colleagues, I always left the room. I mean, I ran up the stairs the minute Marge Nelson fell down the stairs. It was the scariest thing in the world. But as I said, when I rediscovered it as an adult, I couldn't believe what I was watching. You know, my dad, I underestimated him until I reviewed this and other films as an adult and realized just how visually rich and gorgeous this movie is. And then my mom wrote the script as well as acted in it. And it's a beautifully written script. It's so tight and lean and economical. And all the characters have arcs. And it's a beautiful kind of classic narrative, but with these art film touches. And, of course, the industrial film element of, you know, didacticism. But that never intrudes into the drama. Obviously, I'm biased, but it's a beautiful movie. this orphan film movement is bringing out into the open film art that people never knew existed, from home movies to ethnographic films to industrial films. It's marvelous. I'm so proud that my parents' work is part of this film movement.
Ken File, senior scholar in residence in the Department of Media and Visual Arts at Emerson College, son of Eugene filmmakers Edward and Naomi File. Their 1967 film, The Inner World of Aphasia, will screen as part of the Schnitzer Cinema Series at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art on the UO campus in Eugene on Wednesday, November 15th at 7 p.m. For more information, jsma.uoregon.edu. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.